You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back, Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Sherpa Shorts.
Hey, this is Steve Anderson.
I'm Matthew McCabe.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast. We are here to help youth workers to keep going, and that's what we're doing.
Is we just keep going.
Keep going every single day.
Day after day after day, letter after letter, through the alphabet, and here we are, day 16.
We're like the Energizer Bunny, except we're really tired.
I know. This morning is just the struggle is real this morning, Mr. Anderson.
Well, that's what happens when you're up doing the Sarge athletics early in the morning. You're a beast.
Got to pay the man. Got to get that workout in. That's so I can have a Snickers bar later or something and not feel bad about it.
Well, it's probably worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel good after you do it?
I do. I really actually, I get a little endorphin run and but then I get tired.
Yeah, like by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it was a good half an hour when I was feeling great.
Good.
But here we're gonna push through though because we gotta keep going.
We do.
And so here we are. It's your turn.
It is.
On day 16. So I'm curious as to what your word is for
the letter P.
My word for the letter P is pugilistic.
Oh, good gravy. Why do you do this? You're like a thesaurus over there.
I like to show off my great intelligence.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to define that and use it in a sentence.
All right. Rocky Balboa. Muhammad Ali.
Fighters.
Joe Frazier.
Fighters. Boxers.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Boxers.
They're boxers.
Yes.
They were pugilists.
They were pugilists.
They were pugilists. That's the official word for boxing.
Is it really?
Pugilism.
Mm-hmm. I can see why they called it boxing, because that really wouldn't sell.
Well, I don't know. It's a good word. Yeah. But how many people have you boxed during your days in youth ministry? I'm just kidding.
Literally zero. Figuratively, hundreds. Hundreds.
Now, here's what I'm thinking with the choice of this word today.
Please, expound.
Yes. Okay. Pugilistic means of a fighting nature. Okay? If you're pugilistic, you're prone to get into fights. Now, you're not a pugilistic person.
I'm not.
But I would like to know, Matthew McCabe, what are the things that you would fight for?
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to take some things out of play. The gospel is assumed.
Obviously.
All right? Your family is assumed. But as a youth pastor, what are things that you would fight for in youth ministry?
Great word. Great concept. All right. Broad brushstrokes.
Okay.
I think the first couple of things that I would fight for, and they seem, what's the word? See, now I'm lost for
the word.
The word
is pugilistic.
Yes, the word is pugilistic. But what I'm saying is, what I would fight for, it seems a little simplistic or a little even arrogant maybe. But I would fight for space and money.
Okay.
Okay. So I would fight for the student ministry in any given church to have dedicated youth space. Mm. And I know that sounds like, well, is that really what's important? Nobody gets saved because of a room. Okay, I get that. I totally get that. But there's so much that's communicated to our students by a church giving them the priority, giving them the stamp of approval that you matter to us. You're not an afterthought. You are a part of this church. You matter to this church. And so we are going to say, this is your space.
Mm.
Now, not to say that you wouldn't share that space with other people, but I mean, when my church was first built, they didn't build any youth space. Now,
right.
It's not because they were malicious and thought, we don't care about our students. They didn't have any students. They were a very, very young church. They had kids out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. So they built this incredible children's ministry wing as a part of the church. Yeah. And then there was this like room in the back corner that was like for the students because there was like five students. And so it's not a bad thing. And so they, because they're a good church and they do prioritize their students and love their students, we did a remodel and we renovated and we created a pretty dope youth room, if I do say so myself.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
It's worthy of David Crowder showing up as inaugural concert.
He opened the room. Yes, it was an epic evening, and we share that space, obviously, because it's become one of the nicest
center of the building.
Spaces.
Other people are going to be in it,
right? It's one of the nicest spaces in the building now because it's one of the newer spaces, and but anybody who uses it, they use it as is.
Right.
In other words, it is decorated, it is set up for student ministry because it is our student space.
Right.
And I think that just communicates a lot to our students.
And not only to your students, but I think to the community as well.
Oh, sure,
people coming into the church see that and they realize, hey, this church cares about kids because there's this great children's wing.
Yep.
And they care about teenagers because look at this room.
Look at this room.
Cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And in the same regard, I would fight for money.
Uh-huh.
I would fight for budget.
Uh-huh.
I would fight for a significant enough budget to be able to do the things that you know you need to do to have student ministry, because again, I think that communicates from the church leadership to everyone in the church, including you as the youth leader and your students, you matter. And we're willing to put our money where our mouth is.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, money is the grease on the gears of youth ministry.
Absolutely.
I mean,
if you don't have pizza, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, it's just so helpful to be able to fund the different things you want to do.
Absolutely.
And not place a burden on people. So
what would you fight for? Wait.
What's
before what you would fight for, I hear something. It's a llama.
It is.
Which means it's time for our secret word of the day.
That llama shows up in this studio all the time. It's the strangest thing.
It's weird. But anyway, our secret word for the day is...
party.
Party! Woo-hoo. Absolutely. Lock it in. Remember, if you get all 26 words and get the secret Sherpa phrase, you could be entered. No, you will be entered into a contest to win a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa for the National Youth Workers Convention.
That Sherpa House is legit.
I know. I saw a picture of it again the other night when I was scrolling through our Instagram, and I was like, I showed my kids, and they're like, dang. I'm like, yeah, well, yep.
And you know what we haven't mentioned yet is we are actually bringing a concierge.
We are.
To the Sherpa House.
We're bringing a concierge.
a
this
friend
is
of ours.
News to me.
Yes, a friend of ours is going to come and be the concierge.
Beautiful.
And he's going to prepare breakfast and... just host, you know, he's going to be available for all
the
of your
The hostess
needs.
With the mostest.
Yes.
Love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep. So get that secret Sherpa phrase. Anyway, Steve, so what would you fight for?
I was going to be just a little bit more granular.
Okay.
It kind of goes to subcategories of the things that you mentioned.
Yep.
Specifically money.
All right. Let's go. Bring it.
I would fight for room in the budget to be able to fund all of the youth volunteers for nearly every activity.
Okay.
Without them having to pay. Because I think that I want to treat my volunteers like they are gold. I want them to be able to participate all the time in just about everything we do without feeling any kind of financial burden. In fact, I want it to be a gift. I want them to have the freedom to just come. So we have room in our youth ministry budget. I plan it in there for every retreat. We can take our leaders and they are paid in full. The only exceptions are some of the summer trips get pricey and, of course, they have to contribute to a missions trip and things like that. But yeah, I would fight for budget to be able to cover your leaders. It makes it easier to recruit leaders
yes.
and keep leaders and treat them well. And I think it's well worth it.
That's money well spent.
Another thing I would fight for and have fought for, and I know this isn't always possible. I understand every situation is different, but it was about 15 years into my time here. For a while I was the only youth ministry staff. Then I fought for and received permission to hire an admin part-time. That was great. I fought for and received permission to hire a middle school director. That was great. But the smartest thing I've done and the greatest gift the church has given to me was the money to hire a girls director.
Wow.
Yes. I have a young woman named Leah. She's doing a great job. She's actually the second person in that position. You know, being a guy, having three sons, being one of three brothers, I need a female perspective in youth ministry, and I need someone on staff that can connect to the girls. And I saw this is something that, man, if I could hire a person to focus on the girls in our youth ministry, that would be such gold and such a blessing to them. And the church backed me on that. It was awesome.
Well, because you were pugilistic.
I didn't have to be, thankfully, actually, because they were supportive of it, maybe because the senior pastor has six daughters.
That probably helped.
So he liked the idea as well. But honestly, if you're a woman, you need to fight for the money to hire a guy. And if you're a guy, you need to fight for the money to hire a woman, because we need both perspectives among our student population. It's just invaluable to have that. So I would fight for that.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
I would probably fight for, and I think we've talked about this on previous episodes, but I think I would fight for the ability for our students to be meaningfully involved in the church.
Yes.
Not just sort of, hey, get these guys out of the way so that we can have like regular church. Like, we need to find ways for our students to be meaningfully involved. I mean, not like, hey, the parsonage needs to be painted. Let's right. call those teens. They're pretty good at working. Or look at all those rocks that need to get moved in the lower parking lot. Let's get the teens to do that. No, I'm talking about worship ministry.
Like a coal mine under your church.
Children's ministry.
Send those teenagers down the mine shaft. We got some rocks to dig out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just, again, like to significant ministry opportunities
right.
for them to start using and discovering the gifts that God has given them and actually serve the greater good of the church.
A seamless integration.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, hey, let's get the kids involved. It's more like we're all part of the body of Christ. Where do these people who happen to be teenagers have their gifts and how can they express them?
Exactly. Yep, that's what I'm talking. I'm not talking about, hey, it's Youth Sunday.
Right.
Let's let the youth lead worship. I'm talking about students integrated into the worship team. I'm not talking about, hey, let's have the youth take mm-hmm. over the children's ministry for a day. No, youth mm-hmm. integrated with other people serving in the children's ministry. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I would totally support that idea. That's a great idea.
I would fight for
that. Yeah, I would fight for that too.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I wonder what you're fighting for out there. I'm sure there are people fighting for their own salaries.
Yep.
They're fighting for
time off,
any kind of space at all for the ministry, funds to do stuff,
and
we feel for you. But if you continue at your place, if you build the reputation of the youth ministry and you get into a place where you can begin to make some bigger asks, these are things that we would strongly encourage you to fight for.
I thought of one more thing. Can I just drop it in
here
real quick before we wrap up?
Of course.
I would fight for a sabbatical.
Nice.
I know that's common in some churches mm-hmm. that full-time staff get a sabbatical every 7 years, but it's not as common as it should be. And having worked at churches that did not offer that to me, and now having worked at a church where I've had two in my 15 years there, fight for it. You need every 7 years, you need 8 weeks to just regroup and refresh and do it. And you, sir,
I think I'm going to do that.
You're smiling because your sabbatical is but weeks away.
Weeks away.
Can you just smell it?
Can
you feel it? Oh, I'm so excited for
you. It smells like California.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Well, that's cool, man. That's a great idea. Fight for a sabbatical.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for today. We'd love to hear what you're fighting for. Jump on Instagram or Facebook if you can and tell us what you're pugilistic about out there. And otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Until then,
Sherpas out.